Hello.
Hello. Hello, Virginia. This is Steve
Hello.
from Pen. Hello, Virginia. This is Steve. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. I didn't hear back from Ella if this was going to happen, so I'm happy.
I was just caught up with a couple of meetings, and as soon as I got free, I reached out to you. And I was checking back and forth and taking updates from Ella, how the project was going, how everything is with you. So how have you been so far?
Okay, we have a problem.
Sure.
Yeah. What happened was the first person that Ella assigned to do the editing of the beginning when I first started the book never brought to my attention about the pictures in the book.
Okay.
Apparently, the pictures, I have a hard copy here. But the pictures have to be notarized or something, and they want $500 to get the proper, I guess, notification. Maybe that's the right word. I don't know. But right now, I'm not going to put $500 out for pictures. And the thing is too, I had to buy a new computer, so they're in the process of transferring everything.
Oh, that sounds
So
good.
yeah, it does. It does. So here's my question to you. Okay. The pages, the pictures, let's say, the first one, okay. Are all the pictures in the book, they all have to go? Am I correct?
Yep, sure. Let me guide you on the picture. Let me move forward and discuss regarding the picture. So when we had the initial conversation and the conversation after that as well, I informed you that I am working on something so that I can check with my illustration team, and then I'm going to update you about that. So I checked with my illustration team with what the alternative is, because we wanted to make sure that these pictures that have been added to the book, first thing that needs to be clear, so that we can upload it and it's readable for the users. Second thing is, just like you can see, let me navigate that down to other page as well. Give me 1 second. Like, for example, the one on page 19 where you have copied a quote from Code Graham where it says, "Step into my shoes and walk the life I'm living." So that picture is copied from one of the page. So what we're going to do is, instead of us copying pictures from the internet that might cause a problem later down the road, what we can do is we can recreate these images by our illustration team. For example, the picture on page 24 as well, it is from some A cards. So that is like copying the content from somewhere else. And that's not something that we're paying and buying the picture. So later down the road, somewhere down the road, we might get a copyright issue or something like that. So what my personal recommendation to you would be, just like I ask you to wait for some time, I check with my illustration team. What we can do is, all these pictures that you have added to your book, we can recreate them. So our illustration team, they can work on the pictures again, and whatever pictures have been copied from the internet, we can recreate them so that the pictures are clear as well, and they enhance your book further instead of us facing problems later down the road.
Yeah, see, I didn't know about, like I said, we can't go backwards, we can only go forward.
Absolutely.
But, because, my background is in the arts, so, okay, let me get my glasses on.
Sure.
Okay, and I have, okay, so let's go, okay. So, okay. Well, let's go. Like I said, I have a printed copy because the computer is in with the Geek Squad. So let's go to page 3. Steve?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So did you get to page 3?
Yep, I'm on page 3. I was just waiting on you.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so you see that the picture there, okay? It says the beacon of hope, the picture there with the, it's like the feng shui, right? The Asian. So is that a picture that is part of this problem?
Okay, just give me 1 second. The page 3 that I have, it shows no picture over here. It's the dedication page on my end. Are you talking about the picture on the next page where we have an information written about you, the author details?
Yeah, because this is, I'm printing, what I have in front of me is the printed one of the clean copy I think you gave me. Okay, what I'm talking about is, okay, the page, to me, it has page 3 here at the bottom, the number.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Okay, it's the one that has my picture on it.
Perfect, I got that.
Okay, so you see that other little, that picture at where, that I have the Asian, like a feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
Is that picture part of the problem?
No, not just one picture. So if you check the next picture on the next page, on the next page to this, where it says live your life to be a good example,
yes,
of what you are, you can see that it's
right,
sort of blurred out as well. That sort of blurred out. And if I go to the next page as well, moving down the road, if I see the one on page 14 on my end, the one with the staircase going up, that picture is sort of blurred as well. So overall, if I look into all the pictures, they are sort of blur. And some of the pictures where we have like the website mentioned, like CodesGram or anything from the internet, we will have to recreate that so that we don't get any copyright issues. Like if you go on page 24, can you go on page 24 on your end? The one where it says...
Let me go.
Sure. It would be saying, little caregiver humor cannot forget to laugh.
No, mine, on the one that I have printed with the number 24, it has the new circle of life.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, because sometimes when you do print, obviously the formatting would go up and down. We work on the formatting towards the end. So that is one of the reasons why the page might be this way. Give me 1 second. So I'll just read out the heading on that particular page. You're going to see the burnout picture as well. Like burnout is very profound for caregivers.
Oh, you know what? Okay, that burnt out picture.
Yep. On
why
that
don't
same
you just...
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me get there. What page number do you have that on?
I have it on page 24.
See, that's the difference. When I printed the last version that I was sent,
mm-hmm.
and it had the numbers on the pages, so these numbers that I have in front of me do not, are not the same as yours.
Sure,
hang
sure, sure. Let me shed some light on it. Let me know where you have opened that, and I'll shed some light on this as well.
It's really terrible not having the computer on.
No, no, no worries. Take your time.
Okay. I have the burnt out, the caregiver burnt out, that one with the hands, correct?
Perfect. Yep, you see that. And just next to that, do you see the other picture as well where it says little caregiver humor cannot control to laugh?
Yes. Right.
All right. Now, when you see that, at the bottom left, you're going to see a copyright option as well, where it shows that it's from some e-cards and it's a user card. So these sort of picture, when we expand them further, they would still be blur. And also, this is something that is copied from the internet. So later down the road, if something comes up or if we get a strike in terms of like, this is being copied from somewhere, then that could be an issue later down the road. So what I was working on thing to sort out how we can best have it taken care of. So what we can do is we can create similar images which would be in high resolution, and that won't be copied. That would surely be an original content. So your book does not seem something, because obviously, Virginia, you're working on this book. You're putting your heart and soul into this book. So why just let few of the illustration waste the book completely? So that is one of the reason why I would suggest you the same, to look forward to having these images recreated so that everything is crystal clear and it's crisp on the book. It's like putting icing on the cake. If the icing is not good, you know that's going to ruin the whole cake no matter how the base is. So that is my personal recommendation to you as well, that we'll have... to have these book images recreated so that all of them, they're in good quality. That's the first part. And also those pictures won't be copied from the internet. These would be recreated, something similar, but those will be the original pictures so that you don't face any sort of issues later down the road.
Well, you know, I was thinking of this. When I was speaking to Ella, right, regarding these pictures, it made me look at them differently also. She was saying that we, in order to get the copyright, it would be $500.
Mm-hmm. I will do one thing from my end. I completely understand how important this book for you is. Let's keep everything aside. Let's keep those $500 aside. What I'm going to do is I would just need some time to check with my my personal details. I personally am going to be using my coupon, and I'll make sure that whatever discount I can get you to have these pictures recreated, I'll get that sorted out for you so that I want the best for your book. I personally am in touch with you since the start, and I really am enjoying, I really enjoy speaking to you as well. And that's one of the reasons why I keep on having a word with Ella back and forth, inquiring about you. She updated me about your details as well, that you got a new system. So I keep on getting all these updates from Ella. So I personally would want the best for your book. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to check what's the best price that we can offer. We're not going to give it at the full 500 price. That's perfectly fine. I'm going to check.
You know what I was thinking? Now that I'm looking at this in a whole different light now. Okay, let's talk about the one, the caregiver burnt out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of removing the picture.
Okay.
And this is what I wanted to talk to you about, okay? To remove the remove that caregiver with the hand, because, you know, I'm looking at it differently now. I'm looking at it, yes, as the author, but also as a person who has the book in their hands and as a prospective reader. Okay, so I'm thinking of taking that picture out and just put a title, Caregiver Burnt Out.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, I'm going to take the two pictures that really are very important to me.
Okay.
The other ones, I think that's why I wanted to talk to you about the each picture, and instead of having the picture, well, especially this burnt out one, now that I'm looking at it, I don't like it because I'm looking at it through different eyes. Okay.
Perfect.
So if we take that out, and we could just title it, once I get my computer, you know, I can, but I wanted to talk to you first because
sure.
I trust you. So
absolutely.
In my opinion, that burnt out with the hands is ugly. Now that I'm looking at it, I'm happy this happened. You know, things happen for a reason. So I'm thinking I'm taking that picture out with the hands. And we can just put a title, caregiver burnt out or something like that. And then it describes what the burnt, what it means, you know. That's my opinion on that one. Okay. Let me see. So many pictures. Wait a second. Okay. Hold on. Okay. The page that is titled My New Circle of Life Perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Now that picture, is that picture okay?
Yep, that is completely fine.
Okay, so this is good. Okay. This is why I need you. Oh, my God. Okay. The other one, it's Educational Guidance Quality Time Safe Harbor. And it's, then there has a picture of help, support, guidance, and relief. Is that good or no?
Yep, that one is good as well.
And that'll be good in the book? It'll come out looking okay?
Yep, that would sound okay.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. Okay. Now, the other one, the Tree of Life. Is that okay?
Yep, the black tau tree, right?
Yeah, it says it's basically it says major sorrowful awareness changes, and
yep,
then on the next page, is that good?
Yep, that is good.
Okay. Now, this one is my favorite. It's the beautiful mind. Is that good?
Yep, that is good as well.
And it'll come out in the Technicolors in the book?
Yep, that would be good on the book as well.
Okay. Right. Now, the other one that is my favorite too is, it says, through the eyes of a stranger.
Okay, this would be a problem. Because when you see the picture, do you see that the bottom line where it says wisdomlovequotes.com? So it clearly shows
yes.
that it's copied from somewhere. So that would be an issue.
Oh. How do we fix that?
Okay, so the only way to fix that is either we go on the internet to buy some images, or instead of that, what we can do is we can work on creating a similar image that you would surely like. So instead, right now, what I'm going to do is, let's just not reach the conclusion right now. Let me do one thing. Let me share one of these pictures with my illustration team. I'll have my illustration team recreate this picture, and I'm going to share the picture with you, so that you can at least get an idea what I'm talking about when I say recreating these pictures. So once you get these ideas, then we can surely hop on a call to further discuss how we can proceed forward with that. How does that
because
happen?
Do you know why? Okay, do you know why I like that picture?
Yep.
See that picture? Okay. Someone with dementia, right?
Yep.
When they look out, they don't know really what they're seeing. But now I'm understanding about taking things from the internet. I'm understanding that more. So that's a question, and we will see what we're going to do with that one. Okay. What about that one with the train?
Let me scroll it
down. You know,
down.
It says, there comes time for me. God, stop this train. I want to get off.
Okay, give me a second. Let me check on that. Let me check on that. Can you please help me navigate to that particular page as well?
Let's see. It's a train. It's a picture of a train. Not the train itself, but the rails of a train, and it says for me this diagnosis is saying caregivers all aboard on
yep.
the Great Divide train.
Yep, I
a
see
train
that.
Ride.
Yep.
So is that one good or no?
Nope, that won't be good either because the picture is quite blurred out. So even if we change the resolution to something else, that is going to completely make the book go blur, or it would compromise the quality of this picture.
Okay, so take it out.
Yep. Okay, so you want me
take
to remove
it.
This one?
Remove that picture, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll have that removed. And let me guide you on further. Let's just talk on the book illustration by illustration so that we're on the same page. So let's start from the very beginning. Let me know when you're with me so that we can move forward accordingly, and I'll guide you regarding that.
Okay.
Okay, so once we start the book, there's a picture of yours, And after that, there's this Ray Hope that you mentioned that is good to go. The next one is, let me check on this. Live your life to be a good example of what you believe. That is also good to go.
Is it?
Yep, it's all good to go. If we scroll down.
Oh, good.
If we scroll down and we go to the next picture, which is step into my shoes and walk the life I'm living. So that would be an issue because that is copied from the internet. So that would be an issue for us. That's
step into my shoes.
Yep. So that's one picture that would be an issue. If we scroll down.
Check it out.
Okay. Let me take it out.
Yep.
I'm taking that out. Okay. If we scroll further, there's another similar picture which says, yes, I'm a champion. That would be an issue as well.
Take it out.
Okay. Removed.
Because what I can do is then, okay, for that one, once we take it out and you send me everything new, I can just put, we are a champion. We don't need the picture.
Okay, perfect.
Right?
Perfect. Sure, I'll have that removed. I have removed that on my end. And the next picture would be caregiver burnout. You already mentioned that you would want this picture to be removed. So I'm removing this, all right?
Yes.
Okay.
And what about the other one that goes with it? Little caregiver humor? No? Yes?
Nope, that won't go either because when you see right at the bottom left, you see the mentioning some e-cards. That clearly shows that it's from the internet and obviously it can be an issue as well. That is something that needs to be removed.
Okay. So, you know, Steve, if we remove the picture, I trust you. We're going to remove the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You see the words, can I, instead of the picture, am I able to use those words?
Absolutely, you can. You absolutely can. If you want to go ahead with that way, that is something that we, our writing team can surely go ahead and we'll have that mentioned that way.
Yes, I think that will look, we can do that, right? I think, yeah, because I think some of these pictures are, I agree with you. Okay. All right. Next one.
Perfect. I'll have this removed as well. And I'll guide the writing team to instead mention it as a quotation or as a message instead of the picture. So whatever the next drop will be sharing with you, I'm going to have them share this as a quotation. And the next picture that we have is regarding the educational guidance, quality time, and safe harbor. So that is good to go as well.
Okay.
Moving forward, the next picture, peace, strength, courage, love, that is sort of good. In terms of the picture, that is good. So I'll just have the resolution enhanced so that whenever we print the file, that is good to go as well. So this is a picture that I am approving right now. Once it goes through my illustration team to enhance the resolution, I'm going to update you on that as well. So for now, it's all good to go, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Moving forward, go ahead. Yep. We have the tree of life. That is good to go as well. We have the beautiful mind picture. That is good to go as well. After that, there's another picture where it says there's no greater wealth in the world. That would be an issue. As I mentioned, it mentions the whole website where it's copied from.
Which is that one?
Where it says, through the eyes of a stranger, there's no greater wealth in this world than peace of mind.
Yeah, I want to, yeah, yes, it can go. But I if you can guide me on something else, I that picture to me says everything about when a person loses their memory. When they look out, they're not seeing anything. So I don't know what we can do with that. Yes, take it out. I understand the copyright. I get it. But should I look for something else? What should I do with that?
Okay, let's just do one thing. Let me give you a sample. I have shared this with my illustrator. let me do one thing. Let me share a sample with you so that you can at least get an idea. I'm not asking you to go ahead and sign up for all the illustration from our end. That is completely not the thing. So what you can do is you can just see an example of illustration that we do so that at least you can get an idea. Maybe you would be satisfied with the illustration that we do and you later plan on to adding like tons of more illustration. So let's just do one thing. Let me have my illustrator work on this, create a revised version of just this picture just to give you an idea how the sample looks. So I'll have him look into this, create a sample, because I know that you mentioned that this picture is very, very important to you. So as soon as I get a revision, I'm going to share that separately with you so that you can at least get the idea. And even if the sample is good, we can use that on your book, all right?
Yeah, let's move forward. Yeah, because the thing is, I know you're busy, of course, but if when you have time, if you read the words that go with the picture, or the person who's going to be doing it for you, they'll understand the relevance of it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go forward. Go ahead.
Even if we summarize the book in terms of a picture, this picture itself says it out, how the person is looking outside and everything looks blank, just like how everything is. So yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if you read the words and the picture, they complement each other.
Because
that's how my husband, has sundowners, actually, and I had to put my husband into an assisted living. He was progressing too rapidly. So when people like that, when they look, even when he looks at me, they're looking through you. They're not seeing you. So we'll move forward.
I'm sorry if I am having something extra or discussing something more personal, but how's your husband doing right now? How's he feeling right now? Is he improving, getting any better?
No, he'll never improve.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear about that. My best wishes and prayers are with him.
Thank you. There is no, this diagnosis, there's no cure, Steve. They just become more and more within themselves. They are physically here, but that's it. Even when I go visit him, he looks at me, but he doesn't look at me. He looks through me. That's why this picture, we'll work on that one together. Okay, who's the next picture?
Virginia. I completely understand how important this picture is for you. I am going to try my level best, no matter if you don't sign up for other of the pictures and you just got them removed. This picture would be a gift from me to your book. I personally am going to be having a word with my illustrator, and whatever best picture we can have created for this particular page, I will have that created for you. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
This picture is from my end. I am going to have my illustrator work on this. And even if you don't, if you're not satisfied with the sample, I'm going to have that revised. So this picture is on me. All right?
Thank you. So what's the next picture?
And the next pictures, they're all good to go. Just, yep, everything else is
good. Okay, what about the one, the heading of the page is, we all need a happy place. And it has it talks about feng shui, and then it has these little stones, and it has peace on it, courage. Is that good to go?
Yep. So far, that is all good to go as well. And all the pictures that are good to go for now, I'm going to share that with my illustration team. We're going to enhance the pixels of the page. So when I say enhance the pixels, they just need to be sharpened a bit. So as soon as I get the sharpened version, I'm going to update you if they're all good to go. But as of now, as per our discussion right now, they're all good to go. So the only pictures which were a problem for us, I had them removed. So rest of them, they're all good to go.
And what about, when I did some quotes, the book has, remember, some quotes. Are they okay? And then I wrote who the author was. Are they okay? I don't know where they are right now. It was about regarding sundowners. I wasn't able to print everything because I said the computer just burnt out. Do you have those? Until you walk in my shoes.
Yep, that was an issue. We just discussed this a while back. That particular picture was an issue as well, and you asked me to remove that. And also the Yes, I'm a Champion one.
No, I know. But these are quotes. They're not pictures.
Yep. What you're going to do is we're going to replace them with a more better version of the quote. So I'll have that taken care of for you. We're going to try to find if there's any alternative pictures that we can use with some better pixels. We're going to use that, all right?
Okay, and So then I guess once this is done, then the book is almost ready to go?
Yep, if that is done, that is all good from our end. We'll be proceeding forward to the next stage. Just one more thing that I wanted to ask you while we're on the same call. Are there any other revisions in terms of like the content or the writing so that I can share that with my team as well and we can have that rectified as well?
There was one.
Sure. Can you let me know about
there
that?
There was only one. And I, like I said, I couldn't print it all. Okay. It's on the, let me see. Hold on a second. It was only one, and it wasn't, okay. Oh my God, where is it? It was one word. Let me see. It's on the page where we talk about his it was one little word. Like I said, I started to print anything and then the whole computer just went into cyberspace. That particular page is okay. It's on the page where I list the things as he progressed. When he started early stage, then it went on and on. But unfortunately, didn't print for me. Like I said, the printer just it was one little word. Actually, it was in a plural form, but well, right now I just can't.
That is perfectly fine. You can take your time. Whenever you have gone through the changes in terms of the content, you can let Ella know about that, and I'll have that particular word, or if there's any page as well, I'll have that rectified for you as well.
Yeah, once I get the computer and I can read it, the whole thing again, it was a very, very minor.
Sure. That's perfectly fine. You can take your time. You can review the whole book. If in case there are any changes or anything is required, you can let us know, and we'll take care of that.
Okay, Steve, well, you know there's the publisher's questionnaire. Okay. I submitted the bank and the information.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did, there was a section where it says about the author and about the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sent them to Ella for you to review, and she was going to send it to you. Because when you do the publisher's questionnaire, mm-hmm. Yes, I already created the bank. I did everything, but I wasn't able to copy about the author and the one, because of the personal information on my bank account and Social Security, I couldn't copy it into your portal correctly. So I sent Ella a copy of my version of about the author and my version about the book. And she was going to send that to you. I don't know if she did or not.
Okay, yep, she did share that with me, but I did not get a chance to go through that right now. I had to hop on call with you, but I am going to review that shortly after our call. I have a meeting with my illustration team. As soon as I get done with the meeting, I'm going to go through the about the book and about the author content that you shared. If in case that needs sort of like any sort of like proofreading or any updates from our end, I'm going to take care of that, and I'm going to share the revised version with you as well.
Because for me, I sent it to you. I've never done anything like this. This is my first time ever writing a book. Absolutely.
We're going to make sure that you really, whatever expectations you have with the book, that goes skyrocket. And Virginia, I personally am going to be looking into this project from my end as well. Just like I am coming on board with you back and forth, I personally will be here till the end towards the publishing phase as well, in case you need any sort of assistance from my end, or if you need to just have a word with me just to hop on a call to discuss something, you can always request Ella, and she'll have this schedule with me, and we're going to get it on call. That's perfectly fine.
Steve, when do you think, what is the time frame do you feel to have this book out?
You know, the best time frame to have a book published is as soon as the book is ready. So there's no best time in terms of like the month or the calendar year, but in terms of...
When do you think it will be done, ready?
We need approximately, if I have this work taken care of in terms of the picture, the draft and everything, I think that should take somewhere around like 1 to 2 weeks. We're going to be good with that.
Okay, and then, so the front of the book has already been done. And, you know what? One thing at a time. Let's get the pages. Let's make sure, like you said, there's clarity. Because, Steve, when I had to put my husband, this book is my heart and my soul. It is. And it is our journey together. And I believe in all my heart that, you know, I know you're busy. The other day I was at the Geek Squad to give them the new computer because it was delivered here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote in the beginning of the year, the Alzheimer's Association, there is a new medication out for early stage. The very first time in years that anything has become available and approved by the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me to write an article to the Miami Herald, to the editor. And it was printed in the newspaper. Anyway, the long and short, I was telling the tech that is going to be working on the computer about this particular new medication.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman next to me there also about a computer. You know what she said, Steve? Excuse me, could you tell me the name of that new medication? Because I think I'm starting the beginning of early stages.
Mm-hmm.
So the word, and that's in the book too. So I really truly believe this testimony needs to get in the marketplace. I do.
Absolutely. And more than that, Virginia, more than that, you have put your heart and soul into this book. So along with helping people out, it's more of your heart and your soul into this book as well. And that is one of the reasons why it needs to go in the market as well. And we surely are going to make sure that this turns out to be the best for you. And whatever I personally get from my end, I'm going to be putting my efforts as well.
Okay, and so you know, I already started a sequel.
Oh, a sequel on this?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that sounds great. That surely sounds great. And what is that sequel about? Is it continuation of the same book, or you're planning to share some different details and all that?
You know what the sequel is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's going to be some, but now I'm glad that we had this discussion about pictures because I had, okay. It's in a rough draft, and I hope it was saved. I really do. The sequel is about when you have to put a partner. There's a difference between a mom and a dad and a partner, okay, with this disease. When you have to put your partner into an assisted living because this diagnosis is really overpowering them.
Uh-huh.
The sequel is about the feelings, the mixed emotions that come after your partner is in an assisted living. And that sequel, I started it when I made the decision that became necessary for his safe harbor and my safe harbor. Because that's when the emotions are there, that's when you write about them. So that's what the sequel is. It's about how the caregiver needs to find themselves again, because the caregiver, for me, I was 2.5 years of taking care of your partner and how the disease really overshadowed you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the steps to help you find yourself once again.
That sounds really interesting, and that surely is an amazing sequel of the first version as well. And as soon as we get this out in the market, we surely can discuss on the continuation as well. And in case you need any sort of help or any sort of assistance or guidance or any discussion as well from my end, you can always let me know, and we'll be happy to discuss on that as well.
Okay, so we'll one thing at a time. We'll take care of this one.
Absolutely. Let's not just put all the eggs in one basket. So once this is done, we're surely going to discuss on that.
Yeah, once this is done in the market, and one step at a time.
Absolutely.
And yes, I'm glad we went through the pictures. So there are... It's good. Okay.
Perfect. Virginia, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I will be sharing the same with my team. I'm going to brief them about the pictures and everything as well. And the next draft that you're going to receive, that will have these issues taken care of and sorted out. And also, do go through the book once so that at least you can go through all the proofreading and everything. In case if any additional changes are required, I'll have them rectified as well.
Okay. I should have the computer back by Saturday. I'm going to the Geek Squad.
Sure. You can take this week. You can get back to me on Monday, Tuesday. Whenever you're free, you can take your time. That's perfectly fine.
Okay. I appreciate you calling me because, like I said, the brain and that other, the picture of the man looking out, yeah. But now I understand, and I'm glad that you – enlighten me about the photos and so we're good to go. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so very much, Virginia. Take care of yourself and hope you have a wonderful day ahead. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye, Steve. Bye-bye.